Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to Technology Lab. I'm your host, Randy Johnston, with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today, we're going to talk about Gusto, including their payroll and people advisory options. And there's a number of things that could be discussed about Gusto itself. It really is a modern UI, very slick type of approach. And because they're based in Silicon Valley, they feel a lot like many of the Silicon Valley UIs and capabilities. So Brian, what type of things would be helpful for our accountant listeners to know about Gusto?
Well, you know, Gusto offers payroll, they offer some HR services, and they offer a service they call HR advisory that they advocate accounting professionals getting into. They have some time tracking tools and paid time off tracking tools, and they have some employee benefits as well. They have pretty straightforward pricing. They have, you know, when we start looking at their layouts, they have three levels of service. Core, complete, and concierge, which is core and complete are both $39 a month. However, core is $6 a month per person versus complete $12 a month per person. Concierge is $149 a month per person, $149 a month base plus $12 a month per person. And so what you really get, the differential between those is going to be that you have realistically in the base plan, the core plan, you have full service payroll, health benefit administration, employee self-service, accounting and time tracking integrations, and employee benefits. At the complete level, you add next day direct deposits and time tracking and paid time off management, project tracking, hiring and onboarding, and team management. And then in the concierge level, you're really adding more HR services in there with an HR resource center and some certified HR pros you can work with, and compliance alerts. So that kind of lets you know what's going on there. There is an accountant program, and there are discounts for accountants. So when we start jumping into those, it really depends on the number of clients you have. The discounts start at three clients, where you get a 10% discount up through 14 clients. 15 to 49 gets a 15% discount, and then above 50, you end up with a 20% discount. Those are the latest ones. They may change the program at some point, but those are kind of the basics of Gusto. Really.
I got you. So, you know, these three levels, as you just laid it out, core, complete, and concierge at $39, $39, and $149 versus $6, $12, and $12. You've tried to lay out the feature differences, but I just want to call the complete features out again, because complete adds to core, next day deposit, the time tracking and PTO, project tracking and workforce costings, hiring and onboarding, and team management tools. And it seems to me if you've got time tracking, you're kind of forced up into the complete product. Mm-hmm. Now, beyond that, the concierge level, which again, core to complete is $6 versus $12 per month per person. but core and complete have the same base price. To get to complete to concierge, then you go up $110 a month to $149. And the key thing that you're adding there are the ability to have discussions with certified HR pros, adding the HR Resource Center, doing the compliance alerting, and getting some of the advanced support. So, you know, as I wanted to repeat those for our listeners, it's a fairly straightforward business model. That part I like, but it is overall a fairly straightforward program. Again, most of this is fairly simplistic. And when we think about the advisory program that they've been running, and they've been promoting this as people advisory, and they have a certification as a people advisor, you have some additional tools where some task automation of day-to-day payroll and HR tasks can be done, and that they have, you know, training and programs that you can use with your clients. The smart tools that they have in there include some customized accounting and a real-time dashboard inside the product. So the People Advisory resources, I think, are laid out inside their accountants program. So Brian, you know, there's a few other things that are inside here, and one of those is their Gusto Wallet. Remember that the Gusto Wallet is a employee app that's designed to help employees with saving and spending. So if you're thinking about smaller businesses, a lot of small businesses or young employees maybe are not as disciplined to do their retirement saving, or maybe even just trying to pay the bills, the saving and spending app is built to try to address that.
And honestly, it feels like, you know, it feels like Silicon Valley has decided that they want to get in the middle of consumer finance at some level. And you could take this offering and or Credit Karma, you know, the Intuit offering, and look at that. And I don't know, when I look at this, you know, I like the fact that they offer savings accounts and debit cards to the unbanked folks out there. But I'm also not crazy that they're doing that with access to all of this payroll data.
Yes. And, you know, when we thank you for that insight. And when we think about the integrations of many of these payroll systems, for many of you, you are dealing with smaller businesses, and you may be running one of the entry-level products of Xero or QuickBooks and so forth. I do like that they have a little over 100 integrations, but the accounting-related integrations include Accounting Suite and the not-for-profit product Applos, that they also do a QuickBooks Desktop and QuickBooks Online, as well as Sage Accounting and Xero. So many of the entry-level accounting products, or I guess I should call FreshBooks out as well, are included. And then beyond that, they integrate to a number of other platforms as well.
Now one piece to know here about Gusto is they do have a very strong relationship with Xero. And part of the reason is that Xero started, I guess, back in 2012, 13, 14 timeframe. They started an effort to do 50-state U.S. payroll, and then they figured out that it was a much bigger apple to eat than they thought it was at about state number 27 or so. And so then at that point, they partnered with Gusto for payroll and basically took payroll out of Xero and then recommended to, because I was a Xero user at the time, they recommended to Xero users that they go ahead and use Gusto for payroll. So I guess the thing that I would say to you about this is that there is an except, you know, they are focused more on the cloud accounting products and much less on the on-premises accounting products.
Yeah. You know, and one other thing that we alluded to earlier with some of the Gusto Wallet and that related area, another feature that they have is a thing that they call Gusto Cash Out. It's promoted as a financial benefit to the employees, but it really helps employees cover unexpected expenses. So it's like an integrated cash advance capability inside the product. You also had mentioned about some of the savings things with the 529 and 401k integration. So that's actually nice inside the product. And then further, they have their own debit card facility. Now, in other technology lab sessions, we'll be talking about some of the payment methodologies and other cards that you might be able to use. For example, we're fans of Corpay One's strategies for the accounting profession. But many of these vendors are wrapping financial services around these payroll and HR products. And in some cases, I think they're using them to help monetize the product in addition to the convenience of the employer and the employee.
Yeah, I think there's a level of convenience for the provider that helps them with the monetization. And that's something that, you know, again, I'm no lawyer, but I think when we're dealing with many of these SaaS companies, I think you've got to read those end user license agreements and the privacy statements and understand where the data may be shared and what the other offerings from that organization are.
Yeah. So, Brian, I know that we often filter the products we talk about in the technology lab based on their positioning with the accounting profession. And Gusto has some partner resources that they have besides their people advisory. Is there particular things that you might note here? Because let's face it, between you and I, we've probably been teaching client accounting services, CAS, for 20 plus years. I know I started in the late 90s, and you've done a lot of detail work in both CAS and advisory. What type of partner tools or accountant tools does Gusto supply?
Well, they've got a COVID hub like many of these folks do. They have, of course, the people advisory certification. So you can actually take CPE enabled training and become a certified people advisor under their people advisor program. They also have some industry trends. You have good content on their website. I think they're a good middle of the road provider for people, especially for people that are using cloud-based accounting products, because they've got, again, good integrations with most of your cloud solutions. I would say that the things they probably wouldn't do as well as the GM and Ford of the industry in ADP and Paychex, the things they probably don't do as well would be really complex stuff like union payroll rules or really specialized city payroll, probably wouldn't be as strong as, again, one of those big resources. They also don't scale as far up market as some of those, the big guys do. But they do a nice job. They have good relationships with accountants and accounting professionals. You know, we see Gusto show up a lot in the QuickBooks Pro Advisor market with folks that we were looking for an alternative to Intuit's payroll. And so Gusto showed up there, and we're seeing others that are cropping up as well.
All right. Well, thank you for those insights. Any final parting thoughts for our listeners for the Gusto product and capabilities?
No, pretty straightforward. Good middle of the road provider. Got some concerns about the data usage. Maybe not as many as with some other companies, but certainly the HR advisory or payroll people advisory is an interesting tact they've taken with it. And got a lot of good content.
Mm-hmm. All right. Super. Well, we appreciate you coming along with Brian and I for this session on the Technology Lab. We'll be with you in a future time. All the best to you. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.